Governor Spitzer delivered his second annual State of the State address to the legislature yesterday. He told lawmakers he would meet them with an open hand and an open door, and he tried to make amends for the rocky start he got off to. Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
Governor Spitzer gave a more tightly focused State of the State speech, which highlighted a few key proposals. One of them is a study commission to look at capping the state's highest in the nation property taxes.
A tax cap is a blunt instrument, but it forces hard choices and discipline when nothing else has worked.
Spitzer also will propose hiring 2,000 more full-time professors for the public university system. He'd also like to establish a $4 billion endowment for the schools, and he'd do so by selling or leasing the lucrative state lottery.
Where's the money to come from? We should unlock some of the value of the New York State Lottery, either by taking in private investment or looking at other financing alternatives.
Spitzer received rather lukewarm applause to the proposal. In fact, much of the response to his list of past accomplishments and new proposals was rather weak, with lawmakers seeming to be wary of a governor who has feuded with some of them and alienated many during his first year in office. The governor seemed resolute and determined, rarely cracking a smile. He made one wry allusion to his steamroller personality.
I understand sometimes my talk is perhaps a little too plain, too direct. Today, I'll try to make that a virtue.
But he also told lawmakers that he wanted to work with them this year.
Join me in good faith. I will meet you with an open hand, an open door, and an open mind. For we will realize this opportunity best if we work together in a spirit of cooperation.
For that, he did get a standing ovation. State Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno, who is Ben Spitzer's principal opponent in the legislature, was not at the Capitol Wednesday. He was attending to the burial of his wife, who died on Monday. Governor Spitzer, at the beginning of his speech, called for a moment of silence for the senator's wife. It was left to the Republican Assembly Minority Leader Jim Todisco to make the case for the loyal opposition. Todisco, who handed out white baseball caps that he dubbed property tax caps, says merely appointing a commission does not go far enough.
My message to him is you shouldn't even walk in the door if you're telling us to study a tax cap. You should stay in Manhattan, because get out of the way and let somebody other lead and legislate here, because the answer is not a study.
The number two Republican in the Senate, Deputy Majority Leader Dean Skelos, agrees that it's time to move beyond study commissions.
You should not put it off. You know, when is the commission going to report? Next year sometimes? You need property tax relief now.
Both Todisco and Skelos called Spitzer's idea to sell or lease the state lottery the mother of all one-shots. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, the top Democrat in the legislature, was noncommittal about the proposed lottery sale, saying he'd need to see all of the details. The speaker said he'd back a property tax cap if education could still be funded at present levels. The speaker said he appreciated Spitzer's attempt to reach out to the legislature and said he liked how the governor singled out a number of individual lawmakers for special praise in the speech.
I think his concluding paragraphs, you know, clearly extend an olive branch and say, come in this journey with me in a bipartisan fashion, notwithstanding what you may think about me.
When it was pointed out that the governor began last year with compliments to lawmakers, the speaker conceded that follow-through would certainly be important. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.